Let us again start from the Gemara. And Daf Lamed Beis Amed Beis. Chayzer Omegarish Boy, Oyeine Chayzer Omegarish Boy. After Bittul, can one be Megarish with the get if he wants to change his mind? He wants to be Megarish with his get. Oyeine Chayzer Omegarish Boy. Rav Nachman Omar Chayzer Omegarish Boy. That he's not, the Bittul is only chal on the Shlichas, on the Shlich, but not on the get. Rav Sheshes Omar, Einei Chayzer Megarish Boy. Rav Sheshes says, no, the Bittul is chal on the get, so it becomes a posel get. And therefore, Einei Chayzer Megarish Boy. The Hilchus Kevosei the Rav Nachman, we pass like Rav Nachman, that Chayzer Megarish Boy. Let us again say Rashi. Cherish megarish boy im nimlach abal lachzer legarish beget shebitloi. He wants to be megarish, he could be megarish. Hey, ain't a chayzer megarish. Yemrin em botl gita, that the get becomes botl, bhava like a chaspe. Hey, do me shlichus ad the shlich, who the botl, ad the hodor mashal a shlich, only the shlichus becomes botl, abal gita lay botl. The get does not become botl. So we have here Machlokes, Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, and we paskin like Rav Nachman, that what, that Chayzer, from a garish boy, the get does not become bottle. Frek the Gemore, Vakaimulon, Hilchese, Kibosei, the Rabbi Yochanan. We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, the Oma Chayzeres. He says, Rabbi Yochanan holds in Kedushin. And if a person gave a isha money, that it should be chal, kesef, he made a maisa kedusha, that it should be chal achalamet. And she was chayzer toichlamet, so she could be chayzer. So we saw the marshal says pshat in the Gemara's kasha. Marshal says, so how does this work? The Mashal says that Me'achad HaChazeretz Afal Pi Shekvar Kibla HaKedushin, she already was Mekabal the Kedushin Almedos Edibo U'mevata HaKedushin Me'ikor Echilo Lehoyu Kedushin Me'oilo Achinami Lei Megabi Get. So the Gemara is asking Akashe, Gemara is asking that the gather of Chazore by Kedushin is, really, a Maisa Kedushin was made already. A Maisa Kedushin was Nigma. It has to be Chal, Lacha Lamed. Now, if she's Chayzer, Teich Lamed, how does this help? So, Kolchoch, since we needed her Rotzen in order to make the Maisa Kedushin a Maisa Kedushin, and she is Oike her Rotzen, Lemafreya, that is the din of us, Dibur Mevatel Dibur, she could be Eiker, her Rotzen Lemafreya. So a Maisa Kedushin without a Rotzen of the Isha becomes Bottle. That is the din of us, Dibur Mevatel Dibur. Even though there was a Maisa Kedushin, but one of the components of the Maisa Kedushin, one of the intricate halakim of the Maisa Kedushin was her Rotzen. So if she was Eiker, her Rotzen, Lemafreya, so there's no Maisa Kedushin. So the Gemara asked Akashe, let us say the same thing by get. That if it was Chayzer, so the get should be Bottle. So just again, bring down the Ritve and Mesechtes Kedushin. The Ritva in Mesechtes Kedushin asks Akashe, Heichi kosal kadaitach mikore klal v'dmuyo hoder Rav Nachman shiyeget niftav v'nechtam karoi v'yepshe levatloi. If the get was written properly, how could you be mevatla get? A chazore say he should, Shadayin loy tofsu bo kedushin. So yes, what's the comparison of a get that was completely written in Nigma? So the tirits, it brings from his Rebbe at Teretz. The nana v'salke daitach, the kivin sha'ima la'edem etchil l'kisvel v'chismo etinu. It is necessary for the Baal to be mitzave v'edem, to write the get, to chasma on the get. U'bishlichu soy asa'uhu v'havi l'shma. And since this was done b'shlichu soy, v'havi l'shma, v'shma, so therefore, the cholkamed leimoti gita liyate ishe yochelu levatel aget leimer shetivoto shlichusel mafreya vavekiilu asu midatam lehavi lishmo uposel. So if he's mevatel his sibui, so then it's kilu asu midatam. So it's just like they wrote to get, they chasma to get me datum, v'loi havi lishmo, so memele the get is not lishmo, upos. So we wanted to explain yesterday as follows, that we hear Taisus Avchav Beis Amid Beis, and L'cheira here, the Rehitis Losh and Aritva also would seem like this, that you need the Tzivui Habal in order to make it lishmo. Without Tzivui Habal, even though the Sefer is writing for this Isha, but it's not Lishma. Asum Midaitam Lehava Lishma. Even though they're writing, you need the Tzivui Habal to make it Lishma. So, we hear a Chakira, what is Pshat in this? So we had two Mahalach. The first Mahalach was that Memison Isha Lavla Gairish and Kaime. Stam Isha Lavla Gairish and Kaime. So if an Isha is Lavla Gairish and Kaime, you cannot, a Sefer cannot write L'shem Gairish and the Isha is not Oymed L'Sgarish. I can't, that means that this is an impossibility. You can't write L'shem Gairish if she's not Oymed L'Sgarish. If the Baal tells him you should write this get l'ishti, so then she's oymed l'izgarish, then I can write l'shem gerishin. Then the musig of aksiva l'shem gerishin applies, because the Baal tells me to write l'shem gerishin. But kol's man, there's no tzivi abal, so I'm writing a get for an isha that's not oymed l'izgarish l'shem gerishin, which is not called lishma. That is one way we wanted to learn. So if we'll learn like this, so Memela, so if the Baal can be chaser from his tzibui, so it comes out l'mafreya. That's a din osid, diba mavatal diba is chaser from the tzibui l'mafreya. So then, we do not have, I mean, so Bishas, the Sefer was writing the get, she was not Oymed L'Sgarish, because he retracted his Tzibui. There was no Tzibui. So she was not then Oymed L'Sgarish. So it's Shaloi Lishma. So Memele, so the Gemara asks, so why do you pass my Rav Nachman, that Chayza Megarish boy, just like Rav Yochanan said, if there was a Maisa Kedusha, and she was Chayza from her Rotzen, so we say the rotzen that was existent mikore becomes bottle. So it's not considered a maisa kedushim, because a maisa kedushim without a rotzen is not a maisa kedushim. So therefore she can be choyzer and the kedushim becomes bottle. So the same thing, aksiva lishma without tzivui habal is not called aksiva lishma. That's the loshen, that's the loshen of the ritva. Vavikiilu. The cholkam lemat get the yadusha yochel levatel aget leimish and tebatish lechutz l'mafreya avikilu asuuhu midaitam lehave lishmo upos. So that was the Gemara's kasha. So how could you say, if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, that since the kedushin wasn't chal, so you could be oikel Shike b'yoyker ha-rotzin, it was existent b'shaas the Maisa Kedushin, and then it will not be considered a Maisa Kedushin. So he should be oyker his tzivoy, so be considered like the gift wasn't written lishma. That is pshat in the Gemara's kash. The Gemara answers, hochi hashte. Hosom dibo v'dibo hu, osi dibo mavat al dibo. By Kedushin, she's choyzer from the harotzen, which was a dibo. She was masking to get married, and now she's choyzer from that eskome. So osi dibo mavat al dibo. V'hoche nehei de botle lishlichusa de shliach. He can be mavatel the shlichus. Gita gufa mika botle. But the get can't become bottle. So what's pshat in the teretz? So we had wanted to say another mahalach in tzivu yabal. Why do you need tzivu yabal to make a lishma? So we wanted to say that the problem is not that the sofer cannot write the get lishma if she's not aimed lizgarish. That the not aimed lizgarish makes that it's not lishma. So the problem is in the Sefer alone. The Sefer, when he since he knows she's not Oymed Lizgarish, so there's no Gemiras Das mitzad the Sefer, that he's writing L'Shem Gerishin, knowing that she's not Oymed Lizgarish. So Mamele, the Chesorin is not that the Matzev is a stire to the Kavonis HaSefer. The matzav is ein hishay medes lizgarish, so that prevents the kavonas haseifa for helping. Now pshat is the because of the matzav, the seifa is not mechavad lishma. He says he's writing lishma, but who is he fooling? He knows she's not oimid lizgarish, so sefelt and gemiras das of the seifa to takavait lishma, knowing that she's not oimid lizgarish. So he said, so what'll be? If the Baal told him to write L'Shem Gerishin, and he wrote it L'Shem Gerishin, and now the Baal will be Chayzer on his Tzibui. So if the problem is we were missing the Gemiras Das of the Sefer, but the minute the Baal told him to write L'Shem Gerishin, so the Sefer wrote it with a Gemiras Das. So Afilu, the Baal will be Mevatel his Tzibui, the mafreya, but that has nothing to do to the kavanas of sefer. So then it's considered that yevakosh agetha was written lishma. You cannot make it ois lishma. And the Ritva answers over here. He says chanda gemoras maskona vananam rinin pivin shenichta v'nechtam al piv v'havi lishma sulayem shulavat leishloyei lishma. Al Koponim, we see from the Ritvin Kedushin, that was the Shakal of Atayah. The Shakal of Atayah, the Gemara was, if he's Mevatel as Tzibui, does it automatically become Ois Lishma? Or it can make it Ois Lishma. He wanted to say that's the two studded. The Havamin of the Gemara was that the reason it's not Lishma is because you cannot write a Get L'Shem Gerishin for a woman who's not Oymed Lizgarish. That means that Philip, you have the most mystic intention. You're writing L'Shem Gerishin, but you can't write L'Shem Gerishin for a woman who's not Oymed Lizgarish. There's no such thing. So Memele, so that's why we need the Tziva Yabal to make her Oymed Lizgarish. That night, you can write L'Shem Gerishin. But if he was Oyker, the Tziva Lavafreya, so then we're back where we started from. So she was not Oymed Lizgarish. You can't write L'Shem Gerishin. Felton Lishma. That was the Havamin of the Gemara. She can make it Ois Lishma by being Mevatel Yodibo to the Sefer, to the Eidim. The Maskonis HaGemara is not that the Chesorin is that's an impossibility since she's not Oymed Lizgarish. So you can't write L'Shem Gerishin. Since he's not Oymed Lizgarish, the Sefer doesn't write L'Shem Gerishin, doesn't have Kabbalah L'Shem Gerishin, because he knows the thing is a Galachta, he's writing, he knows she's not Oymed Lizgarish, so he says he's writing L'Shem Gerishin, he doesn't mean what he says. There's no gemiras das l'shem gerushin. So if that's the case, if the Baal told him, write l'shem gerushin, so now he's writing l'shem gerushin. So it will never help that the Baal will later be oiker his sibur. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, ki Rabbi Yochanan da Oma Achayzeres, Rabbi Yochanan da Oma Achayzeres, bikdushin beperke oima lachaveiroi, Oma leisha iskachili bemois halolo la'achashloishim, b'chozraba b'soich shloishim, botla kdushin. Hoyil u botlosan koydim shiil cholin. So you could be mevatalay. Achinami li botl gite. So the more answer over there, dibu v'dibu. Mitchila hoysam miskadeshes hayidei dibu shanisratu so b'kdushin. She was merutze b'kdushin, osi dibo shel chazore, who mevatel dibo, nes mevatel dibo of the rotzen. Now, Rashi says something very interesting. Umil ha-mois loy botlu. The mois didn't become botlu. Shimchosa v'kitsha behen midaito mikudeshes. See if I understand what Rashi is saying over here. Chayre, Steitzer, the mois didn't become bottle because what's the chiddush of Rashi? We'll come back to this Rashi. Och in the hey, hey the oma bottle who the shlichu the bottle shlichu shlichu the garsh begets it. Does it dibba bottle dibba? I will get you ben ain't no nifsa. Rashi is saying. Rashi is being medame the mois to the get. It means the horots and she can be mevatel as a dibo mevatel dibo. Miu ha mois loy botlu. Shimchos of a kitchen. And the mois is like the get, just like you can't be mevatel a get. So you can't be mevatel the mois. But what is pshat in Rashi? So I saw in Ayelus HaShacha, he says, Amor de Kizach, he says as follows. Rashi is speaking about such a case that a person gave an isha money and there was kesef kedusha. Harei mekedushes with this money and he gave it to l'shem kedusha. That was the story. Now, she had charote, he had charote, his kedushin. He brings the Ran in kedushin. The Ran in kedushin says that the money is still hers. She doesn't have to give back the money. Now, I'm very unclear if it means, let's say if she has charote, if she has to, she owes the money al kaponim, she was nischaret, but it seems from him the money she can keep. This money was given to l'shem kedushin, so she could keep this money. She was nischaret from the kedushin, so she owes him money now. Im keinem anachnu, so what will be, she has the money, and now, who come and tell her, then she changed her mind. So make another kedushin. Can we use this money? So, l'chayre, one would say, you can't use this money, because this money belongs to her. He has to give her his money. Rashi says, no. Since this money was given l'shem kedushin, that means every kedushin has two halakim. There's money that was given l'shem kedushin. And then there's her rotzen to be niskadish. Now, when she was mischaret, so she took away her rotzen. So there's no rotzen. She's oike her rotzen l'mafraya. So that money that was nitin l'shem kedushin cannot make kedushin because she was oike her rotzen. But the money that was nitten l'shem kedushin doesn't become bottle. It was nitten l'shem kedushin. So now we can use this money again. It's like our money, but it was nitten l'shem kedushin. So we can use this money that was nitten l'shem kedushin to make kedushin over again. She doesn't have to be maknet back to him, and he should be maknet to her. We have here this, that this was money that was nitten l'shem kedushin, is a metzias. That doesn't become bottle that she's chayzer on her rotzen. Now what she's chayzer on her rotzen makes that you don't have a rotzen b'shas the ma'isa kedushin, so it can't make kedushin. You need two factors to make kedushin. Moment she nitten l'shem kedushin in her rotzen liskadet. She was like that rotzen, but that this was money l'shem kedushin means that if he wants, he can remarry her with this money. He can use this money. It's still kesef kedusha. So l'chayre, there's a similarity to get. That means this is still a document that was written l'shem geirishin, since the Baal told him. Even though the Baal was chayre on the CV, it's still a document that was nichtav l'shem geirishin. So here, this is money that was nitten l'shem kedushin. So this doesn't become bottle. I just thought perhaps we could be mamtik a little to what he's saying. There's a gemara in kedushin that hey medalas. Gemara in kedushin says, how do you know that the ish is nitten b'shtar? Someone says, it says b'yatzah b'hoysa. A hekesh, just like she's yaitzah b'shtar, she's nitten b'shtar. Frag the gemara, so let's say a isha should go out b'kesef, just like she's yaitze b'kesef, just like she's nikta b'kesef, let it be yaitze b'kesef. The same hekesh, v'yotze v'haysa. Zok the Gemara, it can't be, ein tanega nasa katega. It can't be like that. Kesef kaine, kesef moitze, ein tanega nasa katega. You can't do such a thing. That's why, you know, you have a hekish, but you can't have that she should go out with kesef. Right, the Gemara, so say the same thing, so how can you have a shtar make kedushin? Ein katega, nasa sanega. If a shtar makes geirish, how can it make kedushin? So the Gemara, hai mili lechut, vai mili lechut. It's different words. It's not ein katega, nasa sanega. It's different words. So it's two different things. Frag the Gemara, hai kaspa luchud, vahai kaspa luchud. Oh, it's two different words. Hai kaspa luchud, vahai kaspa luchud. So, someone says, I'm already kept shot in the Gemara. That the Gemara asks, when the Gemara asks the Kasha, a shtar is a piece of paper. So, Mal says, this piece of paper is machnes. It's the same thing. Ein katega nasa snakes. Well, no. It's a piece of paper, but you have to look at the words that are written on the paper. These are words of geirishin, so it makes this paper. So it's a different paper. This is a paper of yitzir. This is a katega. You write words of kedushin. This is a different paper. This is a sanega. It's the words change over the paper. It's a different thing. This is a sanega. This is a katega. Just like words that are written on a paper make it a different entity, some emele words that are said over kesef make it also a different entity. I'm giving you this money for kedushin. I'm giving you this money for geirishin. There's an Indian, you mekadish alayayin. It becomes yain kiddush. If the words of kiddush are said alayayin, so mekadish alayayin, sechei alayayin. You said words of kedushin, hai kaspa luchud vaika. This is kesef kedushin. This is kesef geirish. That's what the Gemara says. So the words which are said, bishas, the mesiras hakesef, mold it into what it is. So this is kesef kedushin, this is kesef. So this could be, that's what Rashi is saying over here. Rashi is saying over here that lemaise, the kesef, he can't be mevatel. That means he can use the kesef over again. This became kesef kedushin. It was given over l'shem kedushin. So I feel like she was mescharet on her rotzen, but if later she got a new rotzen for kedushin, you can use the old kesef kedushin, even though she was not maknet back to him. Let us see Taisvis. Look, Taisvis. Rav Sheshi Soma Eina Chayza Megarish Bay. Tame. Esis Rav Sheshi says, Eina Chayza Megarish Bay, because the get became bottom. Tame. Borish Lokish, Rabbi Yechen, and the Pligi Berei Sha'ime Bekedushin. If you could be chois of a person made Kedushin, if a person made Kedushin Lacha Lamed, if she could be chois of Teich Lamed, Rabbi Yechen has it's a Dibbo, Borish Lokish has it's a Maise. Aber Mashmet de Moide de Leyosi Dibbo Mavatel Maise, aber Dibbo Zicha won't be Mavatel Maise. So everyone holds that Loyosa Diba Mavatal Maise. We'll just say over the words and then we'll explain each chalik. Uchsivis get lishma have a maise. Dimkosav odom sefer teure lishma in yochel arzer lovato. Yeshloime, the chosman shle igil yate isha lechoshiv gemar maise. So, this is a moiridika taisvis that every three words are difficult to understand. But let's try to explain it. Taisvis asks Akashem that how could Rav Sheshi say that one can be mevatel aget, this is a dovo muskim, that loy osi dibur mevatel mais. Now, the makayah that Taisus brings to this is a Mishneh. A Mishneh. Now let's understand the raya from the Mishneh. Let us just say over what the Mishneh says and what the Gemara says, and then to try to understand what Taisus is asking. The Mishneh says as follows. Kol akelim yodim deitume b'machshove, vein oilem itamosom ela ayidei shini mais. Which means, let's say a person has a strip of leather. If he wants, he can use it now as a shoelace. So it gets a tailor scaly. He can use it now as a shoelace. If he has no intentions of using it in this matzah, so not a shoelace. You have to do something more to make it into a shoelace. So he wants to use it for something else. So, but if he was mechashiv, I want to use it for a shoelace, it becomes a shoelace, it gets a teiris keli, it's a shoelace, and it's mekabel tumah. You want to make an ois shoelace, so you have to do a pu'ula to be oike the shimush of shoelace from it, or to show that you don't want to use it anymore for a shoelace. So the Gemara asks Akasha and Rabbi Yechanan from this Mishneh. You say osa dibur mavatal dibur. So what made it into a shoelace? A dibur. The machshava, he wants it to be a shoelace. So mamela. So why do you have to go and do a pu'ula to make it a shoelace? Osa dibur mavatal dibur. This is Kasha the Gemara is. Gemara says, no. You have to know by tume machshava is equivalent to a maise. Why? It says by Hershev Yutan Mayim al Zera, that's the Kri. The Ksiv is Yitain. So Yutan means if he's masking with the Hershev, it's equivalent Kilu, he put on the water on the Zroi. So the Torah told us by Tumen Tare that a machshave to put is like you put the Torah, it's eaten already. You put maya. So we see the machshave of tume is called a maise. His machshave is like a maise. So therefore, the Gemara says, so by a shoelace, he thought to make it a shoelace. Nah, he made it a shoelace. Just like you would understand if you would need a pu'ula to make it a shoelace. And he would rub it and cut it out till he made it a shoelace. So then you understand. Now he says, I don't want it to be a shoelace. The machshave of tume is a maise. So thinking it should be a shoelace in this matzah is called I'm making it a shoelace. The Torah said the machshava tumah is a maise. So memela, that's the Gemara in Kedushin. sondern mehr oder osi dibo mavatl meis. Fein. Fett hat die Gemorin geduscht. Fragt Teuswes, oh, sagt die Gemorin, sagt die osi dibo mavatl meis, so me meile, so how could Rav Sheishu say that he could be mavatl the get, becomes a bottle of get? Moses says in Kedushin, lay osi dibo mavatl meis. Fragt the hilig iksav seife, does not say what's blank? A get is made out of two components. It's made out of a ksive, made out of a machshove. So the emerson, and these two make a get. These two make a get. Ksive plus machshove make, that's called a get that was written lishma. So Rav Sheishis holds, osi dibur mevatul. Dibur, he's mevatul the machshove. What's your raya from Tume? What is your raya from Tume? Tume, I have a posik that the Torah was machshiv. The Torah was machshiv amachshove kedib kemaise. Good. Wonderful. The pasuk says that a yutan is a yitain. So mamela, there, whatever he thinks is called a maise. Fine. So what does that have to do with us again? Here we don't have a pasuk. We're not talking about tumetare. We're talking about ksivas aget, which is made out of a combination of a ksive and a machshove. So let him be mevatel, the machshove, finished. What is Taisvis Kasha? A moiridike Kasha, the Ksav Seifer is, doesn't understand Taisvis Kasha. Zot the Ksav Seifer. So that's why Taisvis all of a sudden wasn't mistopic with the Gemara in Kedushin. Taisvis goes a little further. Taisvis says, Ksivis get lishmo ave maise, dim kosa bottom sefer te lishmo, ni yochel arzo lobato. So Taisvis, that's why Taisvis didn't remain with the Gemara Kedushin. Taisvis all of a sudden jumps with a sefer Torah. Which if not, Taisvis knew this. Abal koponim, so Taisvis says, you tell me a chilik, but let's see, can a person be mevatel? The person wrote a Sefer Torah, Hashem Kedusha Sefer Torah, Hashem Kedusha Shemes, can he be mevatel these machshavos? No. I know this. Okay, it's from Raya's and Gemara's. But you can't do such a thing. You can't be mevatel. So what do you see from this? So you see, a machshava of a maise has a din of a maise. That's how we have to understand this. It means it's not two separate things. Bishleime, by Kedushin, there's a Maise Kedushin, and there's a Machshava of her that she's Merutza to the Kedushin. So these are two different things, so she could be Mevatel, her Rotzen and Kedushin. One thing it says, Osa Dibu, Mevatel Dibu. There was a Maise in the Sinai Sakas, and there was her Rotzen and Kedushin. These are two different things. But a Ksive Lishem, it's not called, there's a ksiva and there's a lishem. No, the lishem unites with the ksiva, and it's called a maise. A koch has to be like that. Because, or else, so why can't you even vat for a sefer Torah? So a koch, you see that a ksiva, that a machshove, that is a chelik of a maise, gets a din maise. So what is Taisvis Kasha? So now, what is Taisvis jumping to Tumentare? So Taisvis says, the Gemara says that a machshava that has a din maise, then you say, no, it's all because of machshava. A machshava is a din maise, it's a din maise, but also a dibam vato maise. Now, when a person writes a sefer Torah, lishmo, so al kochach, since you can't be mevato, al kochach, the machshava of a maise has a din maise. But you see, on a posse. Now we see. So a machshava maise is a din maise. And I prove to you, a machshava there's a din maise. You can't be mevatel, even though be'etzem it is a machshava. So he bazoi, so Taisu says, so what's gotten Rav Sheishis? Rav Sheishis says, you could say by a get, osi dibur mevatel dibur. I'm sorry, a machshava maise is a din maise.
And the machshava that has a din mice, you don't say osi dibur mavatal dibur, it's like osi dibur mavatal mice. That is Taisvis Kasha. Now you have to understand Taisvis parents. Viesh loima. And for Taisvis, the chos man shle yegia liyad haisha loichoshiv gmar maise. That, yeah, you're right, it's a maise taket, but it's not a gmar maise. Astach mir pshat and Taisvis is as follows. Let us, for practical purposes, say that get works, it's a sefer krisus. It's a sefer that's kairis. It's a sefer that separates issues. Now, how does it work? Let us just like a bad example. If when you give over the get to the isha, it starts cutting. It's a sefer that's kairis. It's a sefer that's kairis. But kol man, it wasn't nimsa liyad isha. It can't be kairis. That means you have a light bulb. Kol man is not screwed into a fixture. It doesn't shed light. When you screw it into a fixture, it starts shedding light. So you need a tziruf of the, you need a light with a fixture without a light bulb, and a light bulb without a fixture is choshuch. But both together is lichtig. So Memele, so Taisva said, he made a maise, tak, he made a maise, but did he create a sefer krisus? It didn't become a sefer krisus yet, because it can't be kairis. A sefer Torah, as soon as it's written, it's a sefer Torah. It's finished. You don't need the kriya to make it a sefer Torah. It's a sefer Torah. So memele, if I did a maise, and with my maise, I made something, I made a hefza, I made something, so the liyosa dibu mavatal maise. You can't be mavatal that anymore. That's already... But if I did a maise, but it's not complete, it didn't become a sefer krisus yet. The sefer krisus becomes when it's a gila yodo. Leichoshiv gmar maise. It's still in the embryonic stage. That means I did a pule, but it wasn't nigmar the maise. That means nothing became yet. All the time by Maise, it became a shoelace. I have something. Then my Maise made a shoelace. I finished. Lo sadibam avatlo Maise. Here my Maise did not make anything yet. That means it's not nigma. It's something that when it'll be given over to, it'll start being koiris. But Kozman, it wasn't given over to you, so it's not working yet. It has to, it's not working yet. So that doesn't have a din of a gemar maise. Leyosa dibur umevatel maise means if the maise was nigmar already, that means the maise created something which is finished and over with, then leyosa dibur umevatel maise. But if the maise was not nigmar yet, that means I did a maise, but it's not finished, so then I don't have a klal leyosa dibur umevatel maise. And perhaps with this we can understand a little. There is a kasha from the Teres Gittin, and that's Beis, from Med Beis. The Gemara says, and that Beis on Med Beis, that an Eidechot will say that it's a kasher get, so the Gemara says he shouldn't be Nemon Minatere, because it's Eidechot connected this Chazik. It's one of the kashas of the Gemara. He's an Eidechot, and she is a cheskes Eishashis, and he's saying that it's a kosher get, so it's Eidechot connected this chazik. So the Teres Gittin asks a moiradike kasha. He says he doesn't understand. He says, and then a rov will come and say it's a kosher mikveh. He says he's not nemon, because he's saying connected the cheskes tumah of the kelim. I mean, Zedech connected this chazik, this kelim atome. I'm saying it's a kosher mikveh, so I'm saying connected the cheskes tumah. He says, it's not that way. I'm talking about the mikveh. The mikveh, there's no chazok, it's not a kosher mikveh. I'm talking the same thing, it's a kosher mikveh. Now, I have an amonis, it's a kosher mikveh. Well, now you think I told me the keli, you're toivul in it. So, become toyer. I'm not saying keneged chazok, eh? I'm being made on a mikveh. Frech the toyer is gitten, if I say this a kosher, I get what's up to say the cheskes eishes ish. What does it have to the cheskes? Who's talking about the eishes ish? I'm talking about the get. Just like the Rav talks about the mikveh, I'm talking about the get. That's a Torah's Gittin's kasha. But l'cheira from our Taisvis, if our Taisvis can say a statement that a get that was written is not a gemar maise, so that means the whole get, the whole, it's not, there's an entity of a get, and then when she takes it, if pshat is kol's man, the whole tapid of a get is that when it gets into Rishus, it's kairis. It becomes a sefer that's kairis, that can be kairis so when she gets it. That is a sefer krisus. So when I'm saying that this is a kosher sefer krisus, I'm saying that it's bekoich legarsho. I'm talking about her. There's no such thing as an entity of a get without the isha. That means that a mikveh without kalim is two different things. The mikveh is a mikveh, the kalim are kalim. So speaking about the hechsher of the mikveh has nothing to do with the kalim. So we don't consider I'm being made keneged this chazik. Masha'enkein, by a get, if Tosfos could say, the kozman shle yigia liyad isha lechoshev gmar maise, so that means, so the whole mouth of the get is that it's kairis kshu biyoda. So the whole get is, it becomes a sefer krisus when it's megarisha. That's a type sefer krisus. So it could be there, it's considered I'm being made keneged or chazaka. Cheskes eishes ish. Let's go further. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara is Takasha on how could you paskin like Rav Nachman that you can't be mevatel the get? How could you paskin like Rav Nachman you can't be mevatel the get? Rav Yechanan said that she can be mevatel the kedushin. She can be mevatel the kedushin. So the Gemara says also dibu v'dibu, and here. I get the tana di bibu di bibu. Mitei halo shemashme. Afilu bitle befeire sheni mevutu. Vidakoma hosom di bibu di bibu. That's a di bibu di bibu. Mashme doche lav di bibu di bibu. Not that he doesn't have intentions to be mevatel the get. Here is not a di bibu di bibu. Ela di bibu romaise. Vigami de koma, then the gemara fir ois, get gufe meek or bottle, can the get become bottle? So that's the Ritas Aloshin from our Gemara. So the Gemara is saying a get can't be in this battle, and by Kedushin you can be Mavatal Adib. But by Kedushin, by Reisha Oima, Ein Shom Kose Hariches, Bekosu Bechol Asvorim, Mehei De Batlei Miteire Shliches, Miteires Get Loi Batlei. He wasn't Mavatal Miteiras get. So it seems he does have an intent to be mevatel the get. Mashm din bitle beferish, meider Rav Nachman, the bottle. No, he had no intention to be mevatel the get. Bechein tzach loimet. He says, I just had a svara before. Tzich imestavi ki be mevatel the get. The get lechoshiv maise kos manch legi eliyad isha. So what could be the svara of Rav Nachman? I just said before, what is Shem Rav Sheshes? So I explained beautifully that it's not called a Maise. It's not called a Gemar Maise. So it's not called a Gemar Maise. So why does Rav Nachman hold you can't be Mevatel? Akochor, the Girsa in Kedushin is Gewaldik. That means Mevatel the Get, Yizichik in Mevatel the Get. The Shaila is, does he have intentions to be Mevatel the Get? He says, get that bottle. Does he mean the get or does he mean the shlichus? To give over the get. So we have here two tzadim in Taisvis. If bepoil you could be mevatel the get, or you can't be mevatel, or you can't be mevatel the get, according to Rav Nach. Midekama beperik beis gav nifta b'yem v'nechtem b'laylo lehichsher Rav Shimon mikan adasar yomim dechashin yishem apiyis perish shem abitul asaget the perish Rav Netam ein raik the perash the perik beis v'oyde shem ahosam lehnechtam lechoshib gemar mais. Now, in order to appreciate what Taisus is talking about, let us just see two lines in Taisus Daf Yud Ches on the base, and now we'll understand what Taisus is talking about. The second Taisus, Shema Pius. Now, the second line, when the lines get wide completely, so the second line, now, let us just say what the Gemara is talking about for 1 minute. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says, if a person wrote a get Sunday, Rav Shimon holds that there's no chson of get shtar mukdem by get. Fine. So you could write by day, chasm at night, no problem. So the Gemara says, but if the get will be written by day, it will be chasm 10 days later, it's no good to fill according to Rav Shimon. Why? Shema Pius. Period. Now what does this mean? Vayimer Rabbeinu Tam, the Shema Pius Tohoche, the Reish Perikol Aget, Reitzel Loimar, Shema Pius, Ubitel, Va'omar Getshen Asati Botolu. He was maybe in between, since there was a period of time elapsed between the Ksive and the Ksime. So in the meantime, could be he changed his mind and he was mevatel the get. So what's the story? So now Tosfos explains what this bittul is. He told them, you have time to chasme till 10 days. You can chasme now. Ubishas achsime, now Taisus says a whole scenario. Ubishas achsime loihoyo habal shom. The Baal wasn't there. Ulohochi, he wasn't there, Bishas achsime. Ulohochi chayshinen, shemo piyes ubitel shlichusom, vishaloi midai toichosom. So this is Pshat the Gemara's kasha. Or what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying that if the get was written Rosh Chodesh, and there was Gechasmet Yud, let's be afraid, in the meantime, the Baal was Mevatel, the Shlichus of the Eidim, he doesn't want them to Chasmet. And the Mele, and it would be very nice of him to tell this to someone, he had to go away, he wasn't there. So they Chasmet, well, they didn't Chasmet yet, and when they Chasmet, he thought he'd be there, he wasn't there, fine. So the Mele says, but let's be afraid. That is how the Rabbeinu Tam learned Pshat in the Gemara. That's the bitul. So if Pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam is that he's mevatel the shlichus before they chasme, so this has nothing to do to us with you. That means some will say, oh, we have arrived from the Gemara, keep him mevatel again. Like the Nusach in Kedushin. The Nusach in Kedushin says you could be mevatel again. He doesn't even think mevatel again. So you have a rai according to the Rabbeinu Tam from this Gemara. So Taisus is saying, there's no raya whatsoever, because here Pshat the Gemara Shema Pius is, he's mevatel the shliches of the Eidim before they chasme. And if he mevatel before they chasme, less man, the polygo won't become a kosher again. So there's no raya. So the Shema Pius, which the Rabbeinu Tam says bitul, does not mean he was mevatel afartik again. It means he was mevatel the shliches before they chasme. So there's no shaykhis at all. With our shayla, if he can be mevatel afartik again. That's what Taisus says over here. The comment by Gbeis, Gabi Nichtz Bim, Nechtam Balaylo, Lo Hichshe Rab Shimon Mikan, Adasor Yomi, the Rashin Hashem Apiyus, Pei Rishem Abitul Asaget, Kedah Perish Rabbein Natam, Ein Raya, Kedah Vrishis Pei Gbeis, because there, the Bittul means something else, mevatel the Shlichas before they chas. Number one. For Oit, in the filler you learn pshat, not the way I said. No, he's mevatel the ksivis aget. since there was a time lapse, but the Shemba Hosam, Leinechtam Lechoshim Gmar Maisa. So that could be everyone holds. Aksimis Aget before Aksimis Aget, Zichanat called the Gmar Maisa, Nafilu Rav Nachman is also Maida, you could be Afilu Rav Nachman is also Maida, you could be Mavatale. So that's the Gemara Vaita. Berishayna Yois, we heard in the Mishnah, Berishayna Yois, a bezden, the Mokemacher, or Mevatlo. In the beginning, there used to be Mevatlo Bifnei Bezden, and then Rabban Gamliel made a takon, you should not be Mevatlo Bifnei Bezden, not Bifnei Yisha Vashliach. Berishayna Yois. Itma, Bifnei Kama Hoye Mevatlo. Berishayna, how many people was he Mevatlo? Bifnei. Rav Nachman Omar Bifnei Beis. Rav Sheshes Omar Bifnei Gimel. So Rav Nachman said, you are Mevatel Bifnei Beis. Rav Sheshes Omar Bifnei Gimel. Bezen Ktoni. Rishoyne Hoyo Mevatel. Rishoyne Hoyo Mevatel Bifnei Bezen. So it's Mevatel Bifnei Bezen. So you need Gimel. Gimel is called a Bezen. Am Nachman Oma Bifnei Beis, Le Beit Reinami Bezen Korilu, to also call the Bezen. So Memele, so higher. Oma Rav Nachman Menoa Minolo, how do I know that two are called the Bezen? It's none. We learned a Mishneh, Meisrani by Puzbo, Meisrani Lifneichem, Pleini Upleini Hadayonim, Shebemokem Pleini, no. So how many are there? There's two Dayonim. They're called Dayonim. So you see, enough in the Mishnah, it can have a Bezden that consists of two Dayonim. Rav Sheish is Otto Tamne Ki Ruchla Lechoshe V'Leiz. What do you mean? The Tamne's going to tell you all three. Just that you get the idea what the puzzle's about. He says Dayonim. So we're saying you need three. He says, Pliny. Yeah. He started you off, so you'll know what he means. But the bad puzzle, you need three. That's what Rav Sheshes holds. Rav Nachman holds. So since Lagavi certain things, you can use a bezin of two. Gavi Prusbu, you can use a bezin of two. So Mele. So two. He also says a Torah's best. Let's see what Rashi says. Nekamu mevatloi koydem takonis Rav Gamliel bifnei shnai. The Mishloim begabi dina de mamoine boi shloisha. A din teure to be machia. So there you need three. Avalocha oiduye ba'almu. He just has to inform them he's mevatel to get. So then you don't need. Like this, he had on the bezin shokel, so you have a third one. That's by a din teure. But to be maidia, two also have a teure's bezin. Ubetrei sagi. And Rav Nachman bore a raya from a prusbo. Meisrani lochem, the common of Bepilkin Gabi Prusbo, Shumaiser Stareis of Lebesen, the E who light over Leila Balchoy, Ella Habesen, the Hain Yerdum Lenachosov, Lekarinan Bey Loyigois. Now, Dachsime Rashi is saying, whole Megillah over here. I'd like to explain what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying two yesaidas how a prusbel works. There's two problems by every shmiter, and the prusbel takes care of both problems. Number one, humayser shtaroysav lebezn. That means, what's it, humayser shtaroysav lebezn? He's giving over his chayvis to bezn. In other words, he's being makna the chayvis to bezn. Because the Beis Yosef that brings down, you have to be makdum with aga. I don't know how we do it today. That's what they do as Baldin. But Al Koponim, well, the lomdes of a prusbel is, I'm makdum my shtoris to you. That means, I do not possess these chayvis anymore. I'm makdum to you. It's your chayv. Now, so what's better if it's your chayv? The whole issa of lo yigois was set on the malve. The one who lent the money is not permitted to be taveya the money. Bezen didn't lend the money. They purchased the chayv. So they can be teveya. The ihu loitava leila balchayv elal habezn, and we could put leikerina be loyigay. So it's not called loyigay. He's not being loyigis. Bezn is being loyigis, and bezn is not a mal. Now kan shayla ben. So if that's the whole kunz of a plusbol, so why need a bezn? So Yankel will sell his chayvus to Reuven, Reuven will sell to Yankel, and Zlabedik, and each one among the other ones chayvus and Shalom al Yisrael. Now pshat is another problem. There's a problem by Shemitah, it's Machlekes HaRishonim in this, but al kaponim we can say Rashi holds like that, that by Shemitah the chayv becomes nifka. It's his chayv. Achsech meir, others say, the Menchishchinach has to say, if a malva will be Typhus, a chayv, after Shvius, he's a gazlan. Not only is over Yisurim of Laigais, he's a gazlan. He doesn't owe him any more than money. Shemitah is afkata de malkitz, ois chayv. So Memele, there's a new problem over here. Bezdin is neighbor Laigais, but there's a new problem. He doesn't owe the money. And Rashi says later, Nashlech tehefke bezen hefker. That means the koyach to be goyva achayv la'acher when Shvius is meshatan the chayv, so you need hefke bezen hefker over here. He doesn't know any money over here. So that is how it works. There's two problems over here. There's a money problem and there's an issa problem. And both of them are taken care of by giving over the chayv to bezin. Pliny a pliny, trei mashme, v'kori luhu dayonim, and they're called dayonim. So you see that what? That was Rav Nachman's raya. So Rav Sheshe said, roichul mechat schoire shal psamen. Zog to Gemara weiter. Omer Rav Nachman no aminu l'ayv another raya. From this Mishnah, this nan that says by a puzzle, had the yonim choismin lamata oy ha'edim. It says dayonim or edim. Now we'll see in Rashi that was a big kasha. So if edim are good, so why? What is to say had dayonim? Let's say edim. Koshkin dayonim. So it's dayonim is miyuta. If it says edim are good, so about to give us tayonim mazich good. Is my love dayonim dum yedeid ma'edim shnayim af dayonim nami shnayim. So the Mishnah is coming to tell us dayonim, not to tell us that dayonim help. No, dayonim dum yedeid, that two dayonim is also called a bezin. Sarai, that gabi other things, two are called bezin. But Rav Sheshes midi iriya or kedisa, or kedisa dayonim are three, edim are two. Ay, lomeli lamisne dayonim, lomeli lamisne edim, o kamashmela, loishana kosu v'loshen dayonim v'chos mi edim, loishana kosu v'loshen edim v'chos mi dayonim, it is good. Now let us see, we have machlikas, Rashi and Tosfos, pshat over here. Zogt Rashi, lomeli lamisne dayonim o edim, pshita desagi bahani, o bahani, that's good, edim are good, dayonim are good. The listening Adam, who I didn't, he has me Dayonim. Why does he have to say Dayonim also? So it says, no, Beloshin Dayonim. No, the plus book was written Beloshin Dayonim. Kigoin, Beidine Havino. We were a Bezin. The also Pliny, for Oma Alona, he told us, Meishani Lochem Pliny, Pliny and Dayonim. So the Nusach, a plus book, who it was written Beloshin Dayonim. We were Bezin, and the Puzbo was given over, and the Chayvus were given over to us. V'chos mi Edim, Beloshin Edus. Not chos mi Edim, someone else chas. Rashi learns, Beloshin Edus. Kigay ish ploini eid. That means these two Dayonim, or these three Dayonim, Chasmit, that means he was a dayonim. B'moisav t'losa b'beidina havine. V'osav ploini v'amalona mosrani lachem yankel bevel and chaskel. That he's giving over to these dayonim. And then when they chasman it, is they write yankel eid bevel eid chaskel eid. So there's a the toyref of the plusbol does not stim with the chsimis ha plusbol.
V'loish nekosu v'loshen eivitz, kegoyin duchin tzaduse dahave ba'anpone, we remember the eivitz which we witnessed, v'chosme lamato, now these people, these eidim, remember these eidim, ani ploini dai. Achigasin, loish nekosu v'loshen eivitz, v'chosme dayonim, loish nekosu v'loshen dayonim, v'chosme eivitz. So Rashi learns that the haniskorim lemalo, that means it was given over before, plainly, these are the chesmim lemato, but the title and is not the same. It starts off with dayonim and they write ani plainly eight. The other way around. Taisvah says, loishna kosu beloshin dayonim echsimi eidim. So Taisa says a different shak. Moshe kosev bepuzbo, beidina havine, we were a bezden, ano ploini ba ploini, niskorim shem adayonim b'seich ha-toyrif. So you have three dayonim, that we have Yankel, Berl, and Chatzkel, ulamato chosmin edim, and on the bottom you have Reuven and Shimon. That means that the Dayonim were Yankel, Chatzkel, and Berl, and on the bottom he have Gechasim et Eidim that this really happened. Lohoid ala Pruzbo Shuemes. Kamash Malon, the Choshev Pruzbo Afapish Lechosmu Boy Adayonim Atzmo. That means that the Pruzbo started off as being a Maisa Bezen. That Bezdin is speaking, Beidina Havina Ano and those, and it ends up, we are Adam that are made on this vice of Bezdin. So it's like it's, you started off with Maisa Bezdin, you ended up with Adam being made on it. Loishna Kosu Beloshin Adam, She'ein Dayonim Niskorim Beseich HaToyrev Shel Pruzbo, T'chsiv Beyochi, Beidina Havina, ba'osa pleini ba'omalona meishchani lechem kol choyv. Shiyesh li biat pleini, u pleini eidim. This is written in the Torah. Tachsumim lamata hadayonim, bekuntes perish bin yinacha. So, I say, so, Taisus learns pshat that the Torah is speaking about the Eidim, and we have Dayanim Chsumim Lamato, or the Torah is speaking about the Bezen, we have Eidim Chsumim Tachto. Agavuche de Maram Shiv says, Taisa did not want to learn like Rashi, because according to Rashi, the Niskorim Lamaila Heim Achsumim Lamato, but they changed their title, Anipla, that it means they were the Dayanim, and they write in the bottom, Ani Ploini 8. So he says, according to Rashi, it should have said, Kosuv Beloshin Dayonim, V'chosmi Beloshin Eidim. That's what it should have said. It's the same people. But they chasm with a different Loshin. It says, Kosuv Beloshin Dayonim, V'chosmi Eidim. That means that, Fakel, the Torah is the Bezdin is speaking, and they have Eidim which are made on what Bezdin is saying. That's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Just to mention one ha'ore, the Ktzois and Simen Samach Zayin is ma'ore, the Rishonim Eska Kasha, there's a klal mipiyim v'loy mipiksovam. So you can't have a goddess Eidis mitech ha'ksav. So how does a shtar help? It's mipik salvam. So one of the answers is that a shtar is written midas hamischayev. Something that's written midas hamischayev, that is a teirah shtar, and that is not, there's no chesed of mipik salvam. Frektik says, a pruzbul is not written midas hamischayev. That means the mischayev is the loive. He's the mischayev. Every shtar is written midas hamischayev. A shtar halvo, the loive writes it. He's the Mischayev. Ashtar Mecher, the Mecher writes it. He's the Mischayev. That means those who are Lewis, so by Melech, it's Midas Mechel gets a Teresh Tav. Over here, a Pruzbul is written Midas HaMalve. The Mischayev is the Loive, not the Malve. So the Ktzai says, why isn't it Mipik Sovo? So the Ktzai wants to say, very interesting, Peretz, between you and me, Malve is Nemon to say, it's a Machloikas in this place, as we pass on like this, a Malve is Nemon to say, he wrote it Puzbo. When he comes to be Goyve from the Loive, so he can be Goyve, I wrote a Puzbo. Where's your Puzbo? Puzbo, how you leaving that? I had a Puzbo, I lost it. So why do we believe him? Because he could have, it was Biyode to write a Puzbo. So then he's Nemon, Altsamigo Biyode. So he's Nemon. So Taina Tektois. So the Edis on the Puzbo, we do not need Livuri that this talk occurred, because you don't need the namonis of the Edis. You only, because he himself, the Mavalonkebim of Barer, that he wrote a Puzbo. So the whole purpose of the Edim is laknuye. That means it seems with the Puzbo you makna the chayvis. It's only a shtar hakno, not a shtar biru. A shtar hakno, there's no chsoron of mipik sovon.